It ain't much, but that's where we live.
Well, what's your daughter's name, Jumping Dick?
Laurie.
Laurie, huh? You mean L-O-R-R-Y?
L-O-R-R-Y? Well, that's plain ignorance.
It is, huh?
Laurie. L-A-U-R-A.
That's Laurie, huh?
Well, it ain't Kate.
He's got something there, Doc.
Now, just a minute. I think we're getting too far ahead of the maestro and Nasher.
Well, what you keep worrying about them for, Jack? They ain't no skin off our nose.
And besides, we've practically arrived.
Just the same, it won't hurt to show a little friendliness. I get a feeling our maestro could be a pretty venomous enemy.
You mean he could bewitch us or something with his mysticism stuff?
Talk sense, Doc.
Well, yeah, that does sound kind of silly to me, even at 6 o'clock in the morning. But if his weapon ain't magic, what the heck hurt can he do us? He sure can't chase us with a knife. Well, look at him. 300 pounds of pure unrendered whale blubber.
Yeah, fattest man I ever see. Or expect to see.
Can't hardly drag 1 foot ahead of the other through this sand.
Can we be of any help, maestro?
How much more of this torture is there?
Just a few yards more. Can we help?
A curse on this desert sand.
Well, we're in the city limits of Bury Your Dead now, so the going should be easier.
A curse on Bury Your Dead.
Hey, don't say that. Well, the folks in Bury Your Dead is going to feed us and put us up.
Go along with you. Stop annoying me with your silly prattling. Nasha and I will arrive in our own good time.
How you doing, Nasha, honey?
You do not say hi to me.
Why not, sugar?
You do not say sugar to me either.
Why not?
Because maybe if you do, I speak nice.
Now will you be good?
Come on, let him alone.
Yeah, they seem to like their own company better than ours. Well, looky, Jumping Dick. Tell us more about your little old daughter.
Hmm? Laurie?
Yeah, that little old Laurie female gal.
Well, ain't much to tell. Except she's had a heap of book education. She talks of dad burned citified and pretty. Most folks won't have no truck with her.
You mean your daughter was educated away from Bury Your Dead?
Yeah, I reckon. But again, my will. Why, say, she's so darn stuck up. Do you think she'll wear flower sack bloomers like the rest of the women in these parts?
Oh, I say.
No, sir, not Laurie. She's got to have store-bought clothes from top to bottom.
You should be proud of your daughter, Dick.
Well, of course I am. But she's about the most expensive female critter yet. Star-bought clothes underneath where you can't see them. Why, with ideas like that, you'll never get a husband. And shoes.
You don't mean she insists on wearing shoes?
Darned if she don't. Shoes and stockings both.
Well, darned if I don't think you got a pretty desperate case on your hands, Jumping Dick.
Hey, you ain't in the mood to get married, are
oh.
you?
Hey, now, wait a minute.
You ain't, huh?
Well, at least not till I've kind of looked her over.
I mean, say, if you look her over and like what you see, you'll take her off my hands.
Look out, Doc.
What you mean, take her off your hands?
Oh, it's got to be legal.
Legal, huh?
Oh, darn right. I want a marriage ceremony which says right in the contract that once I'm shed of Laurie, I'm shed of her for life.
Well, Jumping Dick, I don't reckon that I'm particularly interested.
Oh, here now, don't go and say that. That ain't fair to Laurie.
It ain't?
No, it ain't. How can you tell you don't want a girl before you've even seen her?
Well, of course I can.
Well, of course you can. Now then, how about branching off up to my place,
well, not
huh?
Not a chance, Dick. We want to get to the boarding house and get some breakfast.
Yeah, but you'll only be a minute. Just one quick look. Texas here can make up his mind.
You mean a young gal is up and around at 6 a.m?
No, she ain't up, but you could sort of peek in through the window.
Oh, look here.
Oh, that's all right, because there ain't no glass in the window.
Nope, that ain't my way, Dick.
Oh, ain't, huh?
Nope, I like my women on the hoof, especially when I'm trying to judge them for marrying.
Well, I could have her up and dressed.
Dick, what's that building down at the head of the drawer there?
That's Dry Gulch Mary's boarding house. As I was saying, I could have her up out of bed with her hair combed in no time.
Hey, maestro!
Stop yelling at me, will you?
That unpainted building at the head of the draw is the boarding house.
Well, will you get there and tell them to reserve the best room in the place for me?
And how do you like that?
As I was saying, I can get Laurie up and dressed.
Forget your daughter, will you?
But this is the first chance to marry her off.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
What's that?
Doc is just kidding us. He doesn't want your daughter.
Well, he just said himself he didn't know until he'd seen
it. Jack, for the love of Mike, will you put Dick out of his misery?
Well, I don't know, Jack. If Laura's as pretty as Jumping Dick says she
you
is.
You crazy fool.
That's the way to talk, young fella. Look, you go on over to Dry Gulch Mary's and get your breakfast, and I'll run along home and yank Laura out and have her over there for you to look at, huh?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Yeah, Texas, you're the same as married right now. I'll be back quick and you can say snort.
Jack, I'd like to break your
neck. Oh, what the heck? It's all in fun.
Well, you're getting yourself into this. Don't come around asking for help. Come on.
So that's Dry Gulch Mary's boarding house.
It looks more like a cow barn.
5, 6, 7, 8
shacks. What looks like this is all there is to bury you dead. Just them 8 shacks stuck around the slopes of this gulch.
Well, Dick said there were only 19 citizens in the town.
20, until the wolves killed one last night.
Well, that wolf business sounds mighty funny to me.
Yeah, it does, don't it? Man, you sure know you're in the desert. Only 6 o'clock in the morning. Already, it's hot enough to fry eggs.
Well, here we are, such as it is.
A bit on the dilapidated side. Look at that porch.
Looks like your foot would go through it if you stepped on it. Do we knock or just walk in?
Well, let's try knocking. Come on up on the porch. Looks deserted to me. No curtains.
Yeah, look inside. No carpets.
It's furniture, though. No answer?
Try again.
I hear somebody inside.
Oh, good morning.
Well?
You're Dry Gulch Mary?
That's right.
You have room and board to offer?
I rent rooms, so have grub.
That's fine. How about showing us 3 rooms with baths, if you have them?
I don't.
Well, then, 3 connecting rooms.
All my rooms connect.
I say, but they're locked between, of course.
No. What do you want to lock your room for?
Oh, wait a minute. We can settle the details later. Can you show us 3 rooms and then get us some breakfast?
Let me see the color of your money.
That's fair. How much?
$1 a week apiece for the rooms.
$1 a week?
Well, if you don't like it, find someplace else to sleep.
No, that's quite all right. That's $3. And how about meals?
50 cents a day for each of you. Take it or leave it.
Doggone, did you hear that, Reggie?
50 cents a day for a week is 3.5. Times 3 is 9. 10.5. You'll feed the 3 of us for a week for 10.5?
Don't try to jaw me down.
No. And here's the 10.5, and here's the extra $3 for our rooms.
Just lousy with money, ain't you?
No, not exactly.
Say, you ain't the fellows that killed Alky Joe last night, are you?
I say.
Done what?
Killed Alky Joe.
Oh, he must be the feller that Dick is telling us about.
We understood he was killed by wolves.
Ha! Human wolves. Say, who's that coming?
Hmm? Oh, yes, 2 more customers for you.
They go stay here?
Yes, if you have accommodations.
Is he that fat? Or does he just look that way?
No, ma'am, he ain't kidding. He's just as fat as he looks.
I wonder how he does it. I wish I could get my hogs that fat.
Yes. Hey, madam, your attention, please.
What you puffing about?
The sand is difficult for the maestro.
Now, we'll dispense with unnecessary conversation. Madam, I want the best room in your establishment.
Well, you can't have it.
Madam, I demand the best room in
now,
the
house. Now, look here, ugly. Don't you get tough with me.
Huh?
I've got the best room in this house, and I aim to keep it.
Shall I stick a knife in her, maestro?
Hand back.
Hey.
Hey, don't make a move, none of you.
Joe. Jack, did you see that? She throwed a gun on us quicker than a man could have.
Mary, put up that gun.
Tell me how to run my boarding house, but you flea but 10 feet.
You don't need that gun. No one's going to bother you.
Now, you bet they ain't.
Madam, I misjudged you. My deepest apologies. Show us the best room you have available. It will be plenty good.
Well, now, that's more like. Say, what about this girl and the knife?
Nasha.
Yes, master.
Apologize to this good woman.
Madame, I have been impetuous. Please, you will forgive me.
Hey, is she your wife?
No, I will also want a room for Nasha.
Oh, that's a lulu of a name, Nasha.
You mind?
It's all right by me, sister.
Then quickly, a room, hot water, and then breakfast.
Let's see the color of your money.
Madam, you question our integrity?
I want a dollar apiece from you and the girl. Now, that's for the rooms. Meals is 50 cents apiece a day.
That's quite reasonable. In fact, very reasonable.
Then dish out.
At the end of the week.
Money talk.
My dear madam, filthy lucre is
my
curse.
Maestro, allow me.
What's this?
Let me take care of your week's room and board. Here, Mary, I think this is right.
Yes, don't care how you throw money around. Are you sure you didn't murder Alky Joe?
Quite sure.
Well, you folks just wait here now. I got to go see where I'm going to put you.
What a peculiar situation.
Hey, looky, Maestro. Ain't you going to thank Jack for paying you a nicest way?
No thanks is due. The honor of paying my way, as you so crudely put it, is sufficient reward.
You think so, huh?
You are privileged. Few can say they helped the maestro in an emergency.
Well, of all the ornery... Hey, what about you, Nasha? Ain't you grateful?
Why should I be grateful? It is you who should be grateful.
Yeah?
Grateful you have been allowed to live.
Grateful we've been allowed to live?
That is true. Have you forgot the wolves?
Hey... What you talking about?
Wait until tonight when the wolves come. Then you will see.